One of the things that always stands out for me in thinking about the 60s and possibly even more in the 70s, I'm not sure, but the clothes. Clothes was like a major thing in that time, and there was so much going on, like mods and rockers, and punk rock, and just so many different kinds of clothes. And I can remember like Afghan coats. Like they had these fur all over them and stuff like that. And you see people wandering around in them, and then later on parkas, again with fur all around. And it used to be a big thing as to what colour fur you had around your parka. And then there was like different clothes. Different shoes. There was like loafers. You had to have and there was like these toggles on the loafers. You had to have the right sort, and Doc Martens, and then there was high waist trousers and bell bottoms and Crombies. And then South Sea Bubbles. I remember buying a South Sea Bubble jumper in Leeds, and I can't remember the name. Topshop, I think. No, it was Class. There was a shop in Leeds called Class, and they used to do all these fashion items. They always had the latest stuff. So like South Sea Bubbles came out, and time to get on the bus into town and go into Class and buy a South Sea Bubble. And it was a brilliant shop. You felt like going into one of these amazing record shops. That was another thing. I can remember one of the first Virgin record stores in Leeds. It was upstairs, and that was quite amazing. But this other shop, Class, and but I bought a South Sea Bubble, and I got it on, and it was blue, yellow, white, and it was like squares and rectangles of different sizes and different colours and all that kind of thing. And it was really brilliant, and I put it on, and there I was cool as anything. And I think it only lasted about a week or two before it started to develop holes in it. And it was just typical of that time, like loads of latest crazes and fashion changes, and like it was all crap. But we loved it anyway. Amazing clothes.